to Hammer Down. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To his right, viewers left. Nikki Skates is joining us.
How we doing? Thank you.
Talk a little puck. Jay's in the back working the mics. Thank you, Jay. You're welcome. Thank you, Jay. They've cut in cameras. Part-time fill-in. Everybody loves them. Number six in your programs. Number one in your hearts. Zito!
Got it, baby. Z.
How you doing, Z?
Hanging out. Just eating a sandwich.
Hey, thanks for cutting cameras.
Anytime, guys.
Mitt's currently editing Pat McAfee's show. He will be here shortly. Go check that out. They're giving away money to the end of Pod Squad. So, place you want to be. A little update on us. We did not win money. We are day two into cleaning the office. I think it's going pretty well. How would you boys say?
Looks good. Looks
not
good.
Bad. Good start.
It's a good start. We do have a Zito pile, which is about, I don't know, 8 to 10 feet high of just Zito's shit.
it's about 30% of the shit in the office somehow.
You can take that home, Zito?
No, you know, I took my typewriter home, though, at least.
Do you have a typewriter room at your house yet?
I actually put, like, a really cool little, like, I have, like, a little, like, library.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put it right in there. It's pretty cool.
You got paper? You got typewriting paper?
No, I don't know how to use it.
No, he just touches the keys and
well, for sure that's how you use it. Update on the day. We in this office have Croatia and England.
Yes, sir.
Things are going well. 2-1 Croatia, 1-0 England. Unlike Friday, they did score in the first half.
It's good stuff.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff. It was fucking two halves too late for us, but good stuff. If you're betting on a little day baseball, we both have the Reds first five. They came back and brought that home for us. 10-7 now Reds, top nine.
Oof.
Yeah. Barn burner there. Last night on the ice, Lightning.
Talk about a barn burner.
Lightning fucking came
snowman,
home, dude.
Dude.
In case you guys didn't know, Gumpy, in case you didn't fucking know, those goals... They only count.
Hey,
for that
you
game.
Can't carry those to game six. They don't mean nothing.
You can't carry those goals over, dude. You had the Lightning yesterday.
I did. And it went a lot differently than I expected. I thought it was going to be more close of a cagey affair like we've been used to seeing these Euros. It was not. The Lightning absolutely dominated from start to finish. And then even when the Islanders started to get a little chippy, try and get a little tough stuff.
Spor's all going to be suspended? Or
no, he got fined, and he shouldn't have been suspended.
Nah, like,
I thought, honestly, it was... I thought a five. I thought a five was justified and enough. I didn't think he needed to be thrown out of the game. He hit him once, and then he hit him again, and it looked like, to me, it looked like the second time he hit him, his stick just rode up off his shoulder and hit him in the mouth. I don't think he was trying to rearrange Ruda's teeth, but... He got a good shot on him.
What?
Kane's got to get one here.
Oh,
dude.
You're talking.
I mean,
where are you at right now?
What's that?
Where are you right now? Are you here?
Yeah.
Or are you in England?
I mean, both.
Boys are up 1-0.
I'm done with this English side.
Put it away.
Oh.
Done.
Well, what do you mean? You can't be, because they're on to the round of 16, my friend.
Yeah, we'll so see. Scotland, we'll see how far.
Scotland's out then, huh?
Well, if things finish this way, it would seem so.
That's weird.
What do you mean?
I just felt like they had already won the Euros the way I was seeing things the other day.
Tampa minus 650 on the series. Any way that the Islanders come back?
I mean, there's always a way, but it's going to be tough. There was some goalie situation, and now the Islanders seem like... I know we talked about can't take it with you, can't take the goals with you, but now it does seem like the Islanders are on their heels quite a bit. They're going back to their barn. That'll help. But I do think this is the game. Tampa just sticks the nail in the coffin, closes it up. They burn down that building, pave it over into a parking lot.
We talked about how I believe I could be wrong, though. The first two series they kind of fucked around in the first four games and then put it away.
Yeah, it felt like last night to me, felt like a statement. Hey, we're done fucking around. We're here to play now. You know, so we'll see. I'm going to be on the Lightning tomorrow. That's what I'm going for. And I feel similarly in this series tonight. Okay.
I'm glad you brought, because Tampa plus 110 to win the cup now. Islanders actually plus 850, higher odds to win the cup, or better odds to win the cup than the Montreal Canadiens, who are plus 950, series tied 2-2. Plus 145 for the Knights to win the cup in that series. Knights are minus 300, Canadians plus 230. Game tonight, huge, huge favorites. Knights are minus 250, Canadians plus 205. Looks like Flower's getting the start. He was the first goalie off the ice.
Surprisingly, Flower is going to get the start if we can read in anything into first goalie off the ice, which is the usual starter. Nothing's been official, and it never is until game time, but that usually means Flower's going to start. So, surprising move going back to Fleury, but I think he's moved past it. He was joking around practice, imitating the incident, skating back behind the net, stopping a puck, and playing around with the guys.
Classic
practice,
Flower.
Having a couple laughs. I think it's a good move. It's interesting the way they're kind of trying to juggle these goalies. We'll see. I think Flower bounces back, though. Every game in this series has gone under. Three of the games have been at five.
It's five,
of course,
and a half,
we know, yeah. FanDuel is always 5.5. It's awfully hard to justify laying 250 on Vegas when the games have been this tight. So for the game, I'm going to go Montreal plus 1.5 at minus 150.
Okay.
And I'm also going to do the money line total goals parlay on FanDuel, which is Vegas in the under of 5.5 at plus 195.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Oh, fucking in your face.
You just bet the
in
house,
your
dude.
Face, dude.
It's coming home. It's going home. They're going home. Montreal stinks. They're done.
Nah. Plus 200.
Are you on Montreal tonight?
Plus 200 money line. You kidding me? And you not take that?
Also, I'm gonna fuck around a little bit and go with I know the money line and total goals parlay is just regulation only, so I'm gonna do a little sprinkle on there to be OT at plus 300,
okay,
just in case. And I also went ahead and I hit the exact score predictions.
Okay,
so I'm thinking Vegas 2-1 is plus 1800.
Okay,
or Vegas 3-2 is plus 1700. So I hit a little sprinkle on both of those.
What's 3-1? What's Vegas 3-1? Even though you're not taking that because you got him plus 1.5 as well. Hey, Z.
Yep.
You always surprise me every once in a while.
Dave from Storage Wars.
And you're Yep. You've been sneaky betting on stuff like you normally do or no?
Usually I'm a weather guy. I just go off weather bets.
Oh, yeah. Z texted me or called me the one day when he was in Florida and goes, hey, White Sox are wearing their city jerseys and they're all black and it's supposed to be 95 degrees tomorrow. Bet against them. Did they lose that one?
Oh, yeah. They lost a lot. Detroit.
Yeah, they got spanked, dude.
See, it was a big weather better. Any weather games coming up here sooner?
I got nothing on my radar yet.
Okay, you just let me know.
To answer your question, Vegas 3-1 is the same as Vegas 3-2 plus 1700.
Okay. Damn, Knights minus 250, that's quite a bit.
It's too much. You can go minus 135 in reg, but unfortunately, there's always overtime lurking, especially in this series.
Hey,
we're going full defense here.
Speaking of over-unders, the game tomorrow is at 5.
Ooh. Tampa?
Under 5 is plus 118. Over 5 is minus 144.
I'll tell you what, that one, though, feels like it's going to be a
cagey affair.
The Owls are going to be playing with their season on the line, their lives on the line, and I feel like they're going to tighten things up.
Okay.
Straight up switch center backs. Let me see if there's any
hockey calls. That one feels like a 2-1 game tomorrow night.
2-1?
That's what it feels like. But then again, after what the Lightning did last night, who the hell knows?
Croatia just sniped another one.
Yes!
The Croats.
Goodbye, Scotland.
Okay.
Hope you enjoyed your time.
Fucking Euros are heating up, baby. Rawlsy, we got no NHL calls right now, so I appreciate your time in here.
Hi, baby.
Thank you,
Nick.
So much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Nick.
Go Knights, Habs.
Go Habs, go.
Go Habs, go.
Go Habs, go.
Wrong camera. Host stuff. Hey, Zito, you're not always on it. Where you want to go? You know what? We haven't had one of these calls in a while. Paul from Detroit. What do you got?
Hammer Don.
Hammer Don. Don.
I got some NFL futures for you guys.
Yes.
Let's go, dude.
All right. So starting QB for the Denver Broncos, got to go Teddy Bridgewater. You got plus 130 on him.
Okay.
I think he got traded there to start. Drew Lock had an abysmal year. Okay. I think it's a lock.
Okay.
I got the Rams to win the NFC West at plus 195.
Starting to agree with you there.
Matt Stafford's there, you know?
Yeah.
Got to root for my boy.
He is there.
Of course, you got to go Tampa Bay to win the NFC South. Not really anybody else down there to win it for real.
Yeah.
And then I got the Titans to win the AFC South plus 115. I know Pat won't like that, but got to go Titans. Julio, Derrick Henry, they're all too good. And then for comeback player of the year, Dak's the favorite at plus 180. And should I kind of feel like that's pretty easy money. Like, but I also kind of hedged it a little with. I went with Saquon. He's plus 600. So.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, Sancho.
There See, I was is. Looking. I don't know if they're up yet on FanDuel. 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 Player props. Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie. Yeah, see, right now they only have Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year and regular season MVP. Hey, Justin Fields, second best odds for Rookie of the Year. Lock that in, Z.
Bear down, hell yeah.
How come? But he's not going to start.
Yeah, he's not, but he's going to be Rookie of the Year in my heart.
Okay. Bear down. He was talking about, I'm starting to really like the Rams as a bet to win the West. The favorites are San Francisco and
Seahawks.
No, it goes San Francisco plus 185, Rams plus 195, Seahawks plus 270, Cards plus 600. If you like the Cards and what they did, not a bad little line on that.
Decent value on the Hawks.
The Rams too. with Cooper Kupp, and they added DeSean Jackson. And they have what's his name, who I can't think of his name right now. Number 17 came from Buffalo.
Robert Woods.
He's got Bobby Woods. Huckabee is the Higbee is the tight end. Stafford.
Zero line any good?
It was good. I mean, they could run.
Yeah.
Cam Akers is back. Like, and their defense is really good. I think they have less question marks than the Niners do.
So, yeah, it's just the Niners if they're going to be healthy or not, right?
Healthy and who's going to play quarterback. So I kind of like the Rams in that situation. And I like the Cardinals more than I like the Seahawks, to be honest. So
you count out the 12s.
Kind of. They do anything to get better this offseason?
Yeah, added a bit on defense.
Yeah, they need
full capacity
to.
As well, by the way.
I saw that today. Breaking news to the 12s, full capacity. Is Barrett Down going to be full capacity in Arlington?
Hell yeah, not in Arlington, though.
ZZ, thank you.
Hi, baby Z.
Did he ask anything? What did he ask? Anything else? Comeback. I don't have the comeback odds in front of me. I mean, Dak's a pretty good bet.
Plus 600 for Saquon is decent.
Ben should have won it last year, but I guess Alex Smith came back from, you know, almost dying. Hey, Mitt, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Tony? How we doing?
Good. Yourself?
Pretty good. You know, hanging out.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm pumped to have the NBA back tonight. I actually have something to bet on.
What are you? Well, good segue. No digger
for Tatis last night, man.
Yeah, I know. Plus 290 are kind of bad odds for a dinger.
You think it should be better?
Plus 5.
Yeah, it should have been like plus 500, 600. There's no way he hits a dinger. Like, what is that? Like, every fifth game? Like,
finally, fucking Sancho gets on the pitch.
Well, with 162, and if he hits 50 home runs, that's a dinger every three games. So, plus 2. He's not getting 50 home runs, though, probably. Yeah, maybe.
Give me a Sancho. Oh,
it's not that bad of a line, then. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good. All right, we're going to talk to Doug, and then we're going to get into NBA tonight. Dougie!
Hey, what's up, boys?
How you doing?
What's up, Doug?
All right, man. What's going on? So my play tonight is Paul George has played against the Suns four times this year, including the last playoff game. He's hit 7 threes in 3 of those games and 3 in another. So I'm going over at 3.5 threes tonight. I mean, yeah, 3.5 threes tonight, minus 110.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Thank you, Doug. You know what I like about you, Doug? You come, you're straight to the point, and you always have information to back it up.
Hi, baby, Doug.
You know?
Let's go, Doug.
Mitt, that game tonight. Opened up at 6, down to 4.5. 57% of the bets are on the Suns, but the line is coming down.
I do love the Suns.
Okay.
I love the 3-point odds, prop odds, and I love Devin Booker plus 2.5 threes and the Suns to cover the 4.5. Feed me the Suns all day.
Devin Booker's over-under is 2.5 on threes?
And it's a plus, like, it's a plus 106 is what I got it at. It's an awesome bet. I threw it last time, too. It didn't cash until, like, his last shot, though.
Feels like.
Was this first triple-double the other night?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's insane to think about.
Isn't it?
That was plus, like, 3,100.
I don't think he's always a huge assist guy, to be honest.
Or rebound guy.
Devin Booker and Paul George to each score 30-plus points in game two. Was plus 160, now plus 210. Something to look at. DeAndre Ayton to record a double-double and Phoenix to win. Plus 180 to plus 215. That one I kind of like.
Skin him. Skin him. Skin him.
Oh, he's in. He's in. Skin him. He's in.
Come on. Fuck.
Fucking. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah! Hendo! Football. No! I was waiting for it. Oh, you poor bastard, you.
Oh.
I mean, he definitely looked off. He might not be, but I was waiting for it. You know better than to cheer that early. Oh, he's definitely off. Hey, it happens, Bob. It happens.
Fucking Hendo, that would have been electric.
Man, what do you think of the DeAndre Ayton double-double?
I do really like that one because he does have to play a pretty big role tonight. I also was looking at the Reggie Jackson over of 19.5 again, Tony.
Okay.
Back to the Reggie Jackson well.
I love Reggie Jackson.
The series betting for that one is minus 450 Suns, plus 350 Clippers, minus 460 for the Bucks tomorrow, plus 360 for the Hawks. Same exact pretty much odds for those series, even though the Suns are already up 1-0. So that tells you kind of what Vegas thinks, what's going to happen between the Bucks and the Hawks. That spread is 7.5 tomorrow.
Whew.
Which I believe 7.5 was a very...
7.5 was basically what the spread was for Hawks against the Sixers.
That's what I'm saying. And I think
that's the going rate, it appears.
I think the Bucks may be a little bit better than the Sixers.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if that line comes down or stays the same or whatever.
Do the Bucks play down to teams?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. Well,
like I could see just like
they did in game one against the Heat, and then they fucking blew them out.
Like I could see this just being like a what's the word I'm looking for?
A little lackadaisical effort to start.
Just
a letdown.
Yeah, letdown game after such a massive win for them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hawks also won in Game 7, so you could say that about them, too.
But they're still the dog, like Milwaukee's. But I could see it being a letdown game for Milwaukee as well. Let's take another call.
Come on.
Let's go with one, Tone from Canada. What do you got?
What up, Tone?
Bonjour, les gars. How's it going?
Bonjour.
Come on, Pell, too.
It's going well, boys. I was the guy who called about a week and a half ago. That sissy path bet was so close. It was so close.
I know. He was up two sets. I mean, he, especially like Djokovic coming. Yeah, Novak. Yeah, Novak.
You guys are cutting back.
I was questioning myself on Novak. Okay. But him being down, because he was down two sets to Rafa too and came back in both of them.
Yeah, he's got that magical talent.
That's wild. All right, what do you got, Tom?
That's Serbian blood. I just want to talk about, how big of a scumbag Paul Maurice is again. Gumpy, did you see how he didn't shake hands at the end of the series? What a piece of garbage he is.
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he didn't come out and shake the players' hands at the end of the series, and then went on TSN and said, oh, well, it's not really the coach's place. It's just between the boys fighting on the ice. Go at yourself. Eat a poo sandwich.
Whoa, dude. Good show.
What I really want to talk about, though, is that reffing in the last game. I mean, how badly does the NHL want New York Islanders and Vegas in the Cup? I mean, I understand Montreal's a small team, but a penalty is a penalty.
Yeah, it feels like they're just letting it run rampant in that series at this point. Like, they're just not going to call anything. It hasn't really been, like, even in general, like, I know, like, Vegas hasn't gotten too many. I don't think Vegas got too many last game either, but, I mean, the one in overtime, or was it the third period where Perry took it in the face and was bleeding? Like, it's right in front. You just have to call that.
I mean, hey, NHL, you shake hands.
Yeah. I mean, Paul Maurice, we've been down this road before.
But you shake hands.
Yeah.
Dylan, what do you got? How are we looking?
2-0. We hit both of them.
I knew that.
Dylan.
I bet him.
Coco got bageled in the first set and then was down. Could have got Coco at plus 900, but we didn't do that because we were a little nervous. But he came back and did it. So, first off, though, I just want to say to the guy who said the Titans, my Colts are not losing that.
That was the one.
We're just going to put that out there. The Colts, hometown team, we're not losing that division this year.
I mean, it's going to be close.
Moving on, we got Anett Kontaveit tomorrow versus Andreescu. So take Anett for tennis.
Going into Andreescu. And then
we've got Katerina Sinikova against Siegmund. So Anett and then Sinikova are my two for tomorrow. So we're sitting at 11-5 on these picks, calling in. So I got to keep the mojo running and good luck, gentlemen.
Hold on, Dylan. Mitt's got something. What do you got?
These are both females again. Can you say the names one more time?
Anett.
Yeah. So I got Katerina Sinikova against Siegmund, Laura. And then I've got Anett Kontaveit against Andreescu. I'm seeing the lines are moving. I got Kontaveit at plus 102, and now I'm seeing she's at minus 125.
Okay.
And then I got the other one at minus 138, and now I'm seeing minus 160. So both lines are moving in the right direction.
Dylan. Hey, Dylan, you keep those winners coming. I'm calling anytime you want. He's our tennis guy. He's our tennis guy.
Good guy.
Jack from Indy, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going? Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down, Jack.
So tonight for the Suns-Clippers game, I got a few player props I'm in love with.
Okay.
First one is Devin Booker over 6.5 boards. Without CP3 last game, we saw he was a different animal. And I think it's going to continue. And four of the last six, this has hit. And in those games, it was all over 10 total boards. So a small sprinkle might go towards D-Book double-double at plus 155. I think he's going to have another monster game two here.
Okay.
And my second pick, I would say, is DeAndre Ayton over 15.5 points.
Okay.
Nobody on the Clippers can guard Ayton.
No.
They don't have a true center. It's very easy to call this one. Both picks are at minus 120 and minus 118. I think they're locked.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Clippers are missing Chris Kaman. They need Chris Kaman back.
I mean, the game misses Chris Kaman, Tony. Not just the Clippers.
Hey, Dick, were you cutting cameras because both of us were doing this?
I was thinking.
We were both. That's how we. When you have a beard, that's how you think, dude. You rub your beard, you get smarter.
All the juice I have left in my brain is in there.
All right, a couple more calls, and then we'll close it out with baseball. College World Series first. Patrick, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Yeah, I just got y'all pick. I would lock in UVA tonight against Mississippi State.
Okay.
I say the boys are buzzing right now. We're 6-0 in elimination games in the playoffs.
That's pretty good.
You know, although we've only hit like 49 dingers all year, like 18 have come in the playoffs.
Okay. Boys show
up. So I think we're looking good. I can't bet on them because I'm in Virginia, but I would hammer them down.
Let's hammer them down. Thank you, Patrick.
Bats are hot.
Okay. Kevin.
What? So England, top of the group.
Yeah.
As it stands, they would play Germany, but I don't get that.
Well, they played tomorrow.
Oh, Germany isn't top of their group, though, right now. Okay. Because I think Germany
France
beats Hungary.
France is still the top of that group. Germany's going to beat Hungary. So if France and Portugal beats Portugal, draw,
yeah.
Well, France and Portugal draw, you're going to play France, I believe. Seems like you're playing number two of that group.
It appears we are in it.
Yes. You are. How do you feel about them against the Germans? Or who would you rather play?
Portugal.
Obviously. Obviously Portugal.
Oh, shit.
Kevin from Denver, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
So I just got a couple first half MLB picks here. First off, starting off, Yanks at home against the Royals. Gerrit Cole last out, 8 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. It was at minus a half at minus 160. It looks like it's moved to minus 1.5 at plus 150. I'd take that as well. White Sox at Pirates. Giolito, last time he threw against the Buccos, threw a no-no. He's 3-1 away. Tyler Anderson stinks. 6 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, minus a half and minus 125. And lastly, Braves Mets, first half under 3.5. Chucky Morton, Stroman, both complete duelers on the mound. 7 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. 7 innings pitched, 2 earned runs left out. Both teams been struggling to hit. And lastly, Gary Sanchez, 2 hits or more, plus 340. He's been buzzing lately, carrying the team. That's what I got. Hammer down, boys. Thanks for all the picks.
Thanks, Kevin. All right, let's get into baseball. I feel like I am pretty positive I am on the other side.
The Royals.
Of one of those. Who do... Yes.
You're on the Royals against the Yanks?
I took the Royals at plus 1.5. They've been hitting better than the Yankees have. Gerrit Cole has been a little since the tacky tack has happened.
Did you see the Miz was plus 1.5 on Sunday against the Angels with Dylan Bundy on the mound?
I did not.
It was absurd.
So Cole minus 275 on the run line for the game. They're plus 1.5 is minus 140 for the Royals.
And just I wouldn't lay minus 1.5 with anybody in first five. I can't do it. I don't even like laying minus a half.
I know you don't like that I'm on the Royals, though. You're not on them.
No, I'm not touching that one, Tom.
Oh, shit. Actually, I did get him at plus a half. Plus 122.
Oh, you got him plus 1.5, I thought.
Originally, I guess. Oh, shit. So I had him at plus 1.5.
Yeah.
And then by the time I did all my research and I put the full parlay together, they went to plus a half. Now they're back to 1.5 again. I don't know. I just don't think Singer's that bad. That it should be 1.5.
Fair enough.
I don't think that. The Sox against Buccos. Stayed away from that one.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to lay the minus a half, but I don't know, man. Giolito just seems to be very inconsistent.
That is...
I know it's the Buccos, and you should probably just lay the minus a half, but I don't think Tyler Anderson is that bad.
No, his ER, I feel like... Because that's why I stayed away.
He's 3-7 with a 4.89, but I don't think of late he's been terrible.
Well, So 4.89 is that bad. 4.55 is expected. It's not that bad.
That was a beauty.
Giolito's 3.8 or something like that.
Outside of the foot.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Little swerve. Houston at Baltimore. Greinke versus Jorge Lopez. I stayed away from this one. You?
No, I laid minus a half with the Strohs.
Okay.
Strohs are buzzing right now. I mean,
that was the way to go.
They spanked the White Sox. Lopez, I mean, this guy has been bad. And Greinke was decent last time out. So I'll lay the minus a half with the Astros here.
I don't love this one. One of the reasons, because the Nationals and Phillies have both fucked me every single time I've taken them this year.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on the show. No matter what side I pick, it's not good. I looked at the under 3.5, but it was like minus 150. So I didn't want to lay that. I just decided to take the team that was the dog getting the half. So I took the Nats and Scherzer. Even though Scherzer, he's been off. He's dealing with a groin injury or hamstring or something like that. And it's his first start back. Scherzer's a professional.
He's a gamer.
He ain't coming back. So I took the Nats plus the half in this one.
Fair play.
You off that one or
yeah? I mean, Wheeler's last two, he's gone 14 with 0 earned. I know. I couldn't pull the trigger either way on this one.
I've been like taking 2 games a night, and I decided to get frisky tonight and take 8. So this is one of those that I normally would have stayed away from, but I took it.
Yeah.
Atlanta at New York. I feel like this is one of those that I normally would have stayed away from again, but took it. Similar thinking to the last game. Whoever was the dog here, I might have taken, but I took the Mets plus the half. Even though Chuck had a good outing last time, Stroman, I think, has been the better pitcher.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Chuck hasn't been too consistent. He's kind of a good start, bad start. So getting Stroman at plus a half at home with a 2.35 ERA, I like the Mets here.
Boston at Tampa. I would have loved to have taken Tampa. They stink against lefties, though. And Kittredge is a opener, yeah, not a starter, even though Erod has been terrible.
Awful,
so I stayed away.
Yeah, I mean, touching this one.
St. Louis at Detroit. Johan Oviedo versus Tarik Skubal. They both aren't good, so I stayed away from that one.
Yeah, I'm good on that one as well.
Toronto at Miami. Ross Stripling versus Sandy Alcantara. Toronto's been incredible.
Yeah. We got Springer back tonight, too.
The bats have cooled off a little bit.
Yeah.
And Sandy Alcantara has stayed hot. So I decided to take Miami first half money line.
Fair play.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, Stripling's been decent his last five. But, I mean, Alcantara, his last six, 42 and a third, eight earned. I mean, this guy's been great for the Marlins.
Cleveland at Chicago. I believe Hendricks is a big favorite here because Eli Morgan has like a 12 ERA.
Yeah, their Cubs are minus 1.5 first five.
I stayed away from that one.
Yeah, me too.
As did you. Cole Irvin versus Taylor Hearn. Oakland at Texas. Had to take Oakland first five here.
Yeah, I like Cole Irvin. He's been decent this year, and I mean, I just don't see the Rangers, you know, going up big on the A's two games in a row.
Actually, this one, I decided to
burn as an opener as well.
I decided to take full game. I did not go first five here. This is one where I want to see the A's get as many bats as possible.
Fair play.
They're the better team. I want them to fucking, hey, let's get as many bats as possible. So I went full game for Oakland on that one. Next game, DeSclafani versus Andrew Haney. San Francisco at Los Angeles. DeSclafani was a dog here, Paul.
Yeah, last four, 24 and two-thirds, five earned. Give me the Giants plus a half.
Giants plus a half. I got him a minus 115. I was confused by this line.
I mean, this feels like the Reds line from last night, but here we go.
And the Reds line today.
Yeah, I mean, Miley's been very good.
Now, they didn't win last night. Well, they didn't win the first five last night.
They left 1,000 guys. Second and third, first and second. Didn't do a damn thing.
So we'll take DeSclafani plus the half tonight. And then we have Freddy Peralta, who's been really, really good, versus Zach Gallen, who was good earlier in the year but hasn't been since he came back off an injury.
Yeah.
I laid the Brewers here minus 120 first five money line. Diamondbacks got their first win in 17 games last night, so let's start that losing streak back up.
Yeah, I like Peralta here too, Tom.
Kershaw versus Blake Snell. L.A. at San Diego.
Snell's last two, he's gone 7 1/3 and given up 10 earned.
Okay, so I was looking at his splits. I believe he's 0-7 or 0-8 on the road.
But he's good at home.
He has a 1.65 home ERA. 10.36 away ERA.
Jesus.
So
Kershaw's last two, he's gone 12, two earned.
So yeah, I was gonna take the Dodgers, but that Snell home away thing kind of scared me off of it, so I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm good.
Staying away from that one too. And then the last game of the night is your buddy Chris Flexen versus Kyle Freeland, who has not been great this year.
What are we talking about?
Are you taking Seattle?
Yeah. Chris Flexen, last time out, 8 innings, 4 hits, 0 earned. I'm taking the Mariners first five money line.
Okay, so our baseball picks for tonight. We both already won the Reds.
Yes, sir.
Good for us.
England money line. Croatia draw no bet. England money line under 3.5.
Yeah, we won this. We're undefeated today. So far.
It's a good day.
Royals plus a half for me. Washington Nationals plus a half. These are all first five right now. New York Mets plus a half, first five. Marlins money line, first five. Oakland full game.
Whoa.
Minus 130 there. Giants plus a half, first five, and Brewers first five money line.
All first five. Astros minus a half. Mets plus a half. Athletics money line. Giants plus a half. Brewers money line. Mariners money line. And tomorrow to the Euros.
I have. Go ahead.
Sweden draw no bet.
Yep.
France draw no bet.
Staying away from Spain?
I can't do it,
dude.
What
about Germany versus Hungary? You can't find a line that's...
I think Germany scored four against Portugal. Yep. I mean, the play has been
under
money line under 3.5, and I just don't trust that Germany won't score more than three on their own, to be honest.
So
and Spain, I don't... Spain could play till the final, and I will not bet on Spain ever again.
They're dead
to me. I cannot do it. It is the most painful thing going right now.
Even though I do have, so I had a six-leg parlay plus 150, Belgium and draw. So Belgium double chance, Denmark double chance. Those were yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I have Spain double chance, Sweden double chance.
I mean, they're not going to lose.
Germany double chance and France double chance. That'll close out the parlay.
I mean, realistically, feels like I want Portugal to beat France.
So England won the group. I showed you that parlay yesterday. I have the group parlay. I need England won the group.
Yeah.
France has a good chance to win their group, potentially. I need Spain to do it somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it.
They stink, dude. But I feel like this is one of the games Spain will show up and win like 3-0.
That'd right? be awesome.
That's what it feels like.
That would be fucking awesome.
You just can't go a tournament without scoring. Like, they've had chances. That's the thing, too. It's not like they're not creating chances. They just can't bury. Morata's just can't do it, man.
There are, let me see. There, I think there are some boosts for tomorrow for Euros. Ooh, Portugal to win plus 270 to plus 320. I'm not going to touch that one.
That's good value.
It is good value, but you think they're going to beat France?
I don't know. I mean, France, if you go back, man, France did not look great against Germany either.
I know. I'm not. I know. Hey, go ahead. You take Portugal. That's fine.
And they're due for an explosion, it feels like.
MLB odds boost. Chicago White Sox and Cubs to both win. White Sox should beat the Pirates.
Yeah.
Who do the Cubs have going?
They got the Indians.
Oh, they should win, too.
What's that at?
Plus 130 to plus 170.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take that one.
Yeah, that's a good boost.
I think I'm going to take that one right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's do that. And then Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run versus San Francisco, plus 230 to plus 300. He's been on a tear, but I'm going to stay away.
Yeah. Being on the Giants, I don't need that juju in my life.
We did not need that juju in our lives. Anything that we're missing right now? I think we're good, right?
Yes, sir.
We went over Euros tomorrow. Did NHL, did NBA. Man, we missing anything?
I did miss the first couple minutes of the show, but no, I think we're good.
Baby Mitt.
Thanks, Mitt.
Thanks, Mitt.
Jay, did you take anything?
No. Didn't, okay. Actually.
You got any golf for the weekend, Jay?
No, I haven't even looked.
Okay. Any UFC, Jay?
Don't pay attention to that at all.
That UFC super
boost. Did we get a strike? Did we get a knockout?
Yeah, of course. I mean, every UFC super boost hits.
Every UFC super boost that we say is going to hit hits. I mean, Ruse and Strike was the obvious one, but.
I mean, yeah, Ruse and Strike was absolute lock. I was a little worried about last weekend, but they always come through.
Fucking idiots. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Friendly reminder, we'll be off Friday through 4th of July.
Yeah, so I'll tweet out picks every day, of course.
Yeah, we'll be putting out our picks every day still.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on.
We may be off and we may be relaxing, but a degenerate never sleeps.
Yeah. The bet slip don't sleep, my friend.
Bet slip does not sleep, my friend. Let's see here. I think we're good. Am I forgetting any? Rollovers at... Couldn't tell you.
Good question.
I'll go check.
Something to dive into.
I'll go check right after this, see what that is. What else? What else have we got? All right, I think we're good. You good?
Great.
You happy?
Never been better.
England fucking won their group just like they planned.
After all that. Scotland's out, huh?
Scotland's out, huh?
Only 1 point, huh?
Hey.
It was a good point, though. Congratulations. It's a good ride.
France is still the favorite to win Euros.
Yeah, that is wild.
Italy plus 550, England plus 650, Germany plus 650, Belgium plus 700, Spain plus 900.
Germany or Italy?
Netherlands plus 1,200.
Yeah, that was. I hopped on that. It was plus 1,100 yesterday, so that went up. I'm waiting to see. So is tomorrow the last day of the group stage or Thursday?
Zito just sent me a Twitter account. And the Twitter account says, meteorologist focusing on weather impacts in sports betting and fantasy sports. That's at Kevin Roth WX. He just got to follow me because I love betting and I also love the weather. Thank you, Z!
Hi, baby Z.
What were you saying about Euros? Sorry.
Thursday is the last group stage, right?
Yes. No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow is?
Yeah.
And then there's nothing till Saturday?
Let me check. Wednesday. Yeah, Saturday. Wales, Denmark.
Wales, Denmark?
Yeah.
Denmark. Oh, I'm fucking, you know I'm riding the Welsh.
Are you?
Oh, they've been good to me,
too. So the Welsh are plus 400 money line, which means you could get them double chance, minus 115.
A double chance?
Which is 90 minute.
Yeah, just got to get to extra time.
Wagers graded based on the results after 90 minutes plus stoppage time.
Denmark did look good yesterday, though. But Wales has looked good most, not really.
I still have to find on here.
They beat Switzerland.
The lines for, oh, to qualify for the next round. There's the line for that.
So what is that?
Wales plus 188, Denmark minus 270.
So there's only one side to play there.
So you could get Denmark minus 120, 90 minute line.
Yeah.
Or minus 270, full game line. God, I fucking love this shit.
Way too rich. Okay, that is so, way too rich.
So Saturday, Euros.
Yeah. What's the other matchup?
Wales, Denmark.
Yeah.
Italy, Austria. Italy minus 190, 90 minute line.
So Italy, I'll probably go. I don't like that playing that 90 minute line, dude.
Well, if you want to go to advance to the next round, Italy's minus 480.
Jesus.
You could always parlay them with your
under fucking, 3.5.
Or the Welsh.
Nah, I
see. Will things open up in the knockout rounds, or will they be not play a little tighter?
Italy hasn't let in a goal since Euro 96.
Since before Gigi Buffon started.
Buffon has never let in a goal.
Clean for sheet every single game he's fucking
played. Amazing. They haven't won every tournament.
It's unbelievable. Huh? Can't thank you guys enough. Is Hammerdown's about to end the show, and they aren't even going to talk about Dinger Tuesday. I can't remember what Dinger Tuesday is.
It's a FanDuel promotion.
No, I know. What is it like? You bet. Hold on.
Minus 480 for the next.
$5 Dinger Tuesday. Place $25+ to hit a home run prop wager on any Tuesday MLB game and get a $5 bonus in site credit for each home run hit by either team. Okay. Who's the worst pitcher going tonight?
The guy for Cleveland.
Who are
so
they?
It's got to be.
Okay, so we'll pick a Cub that hit a home run.
Oh, what's his name? Wisdom.
Whack. What?
Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yeah. He was mashing for a bit. He's kind of cooled off.
Okay. Hold on. Let me look. Let me find the Cubs game. We'll do a fucking Dinger Tuesday. Okay?
Wisdom. Wisdom. Rizzo.
To hit a home
run. Bryant.
Jock Peterson's plus 240. Javi's plus 250.
So Javi got benched last night. Did you see that?
Yeah. Running air. Rizzo's plus 320. I mean, Wilson Contreras. We got some boys who could put the ball out of the park.
What's Wisdom at?
I'm not seeing him here.
Wisdom's not on the sheet?
Not seeing him here. Let's take... Who do you want to take?
Wisdom.
Let me go to the Cubs real quick. We're doing this live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Give me Wisdom,
hold
dude.
On. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Hitting. Okay. Give me fucking hitting, dude. Home runs. Javi's got 16.
Jesus. Okay, so he might be pissed off, right?
Chris Bryant's got 13. Wilson Baez is going to be 11.
Pissed off after Jock's being got benched. 11. He's going to hit one to the
Patrick moon. Wisdom's got 9.
What's Wisdom?
He's not on the fucking
sheet,
so it's
got to be Baez then.
Is Javi playing?
Well, if he fucking got benched last night and doesn't play today.
All right, we'll do Javi for our... You want to do Javi for our Dinger Tuesday?
Yeah, so Italy had 90-minute money line, unfortunately, is the only thing with value. Italy and under 3.5 goals, minus 107 against Austria.
Okay.
And then Wales, double chance.
So we'll do Javi for our... Okay. That's the show. Can't thank you guys enough. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Hammer down YouTube. If you aren't subscribed, tell your friends, family.
Your fans.
Fenemies. Your fans. Tell everybody.
Hell yeah.
I think we're a couple hundred away from 25K, so that'd be cool.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go. We'll be back tomorrow. A lot of games on. Are all those games tomorrow at 3 or noon? They may actually be at noon. This guy's tweeting, why is nobody talking about DeAndre Ayton boost? I did talk about it. Remember?
Yeah, you said that you were probably going to take it. Yeah. I said I like it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We like it. Double. Can't thank you guys enough. We will talk to you tomorrow, 4 o'clock, same time, same place. Hammer down.